Awesome. Well, we are now joined by our race-winning crew chief, Rodney Chambers. We'll get right into questions here for Rodney. If you have a question for him, please click the participants tab and raise your hand. Let's kick things off here with Jeff Gluck. Go ahead, Jeff.
Rodney, before the leaders hit there and before the caution and stuff, do you have any sense of how the race would have played out had the strategies still been different with Truex trying to track you guys down?
Yeah, I'm not real sure. You know, we decided that the best thing for us is to split it into to thirds, and they decided to split it into halves. And, you know, it seemed like the people that were trying to split it into halves ended up having to pit a little bit early just because the tires were going away so bad and getting down the cords and unraveling. So, you know, I felt good about what we were doing. It was the best thing that for us. We had been cording the right rear a few times during the night and felt like that we needed to play it on the cautious side and kind of be aggressive at the same time. So that's why we decided to split it into thirds.
Okay, thanks.
Ready? We're going to take our next one from Mark Garrow. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, congratulations, Rodney. Kevin intimated in his interview that the strategy that you used was an aggressive strategy, knowing that, of course, you had the big point cushion. Are you calling these races more aggressive because you have all these points in the bank? And is it all about winning now all the way through until, of course, you get to Phoenix, and then you want to do that, obviously. But is it all about winning these nine races, and are you calling races that way?
No, I mean, that's not necessarily my goal, is to be aggressive. We're more or less just trying to do what's right for us and you know, be consistent and do the best we can every week. And like I said, we just felt like that was the best thing for us. You know, with our car kind of falling off too much and cording the right rear, we really didn't have another option. So, you know, we were just trying to do what was best, and it kind of worked out in both of those last two stages, and we got a caution when we were up there at the lead.
You're closing in on 10 wins. I asked Kevin the same question. How big of a deal would it be for you guys to eventually win 10 races this year? If you maintain the pace, you're going to get there. So how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a big deal. You know, in 2018, we were able to win – 8 races and the All-Star race, and you know, that was a huge deal for us. You know, that's one of those dream seasons, and of course this one has been also. And you know, the playoffs are just so hard. You know, I think you hear a lot of people talk about that, and things can go good or things can go bad, and you never know if you're going to make it to Phoenix, or, you know, in the past Homestead, and race for a championship. We've been pretty fortunate to be able to do that, but overall, you know, it's tough, and you kind of got to be perfect in every round, and you still got to be able to win races. And normally if you don't win a race, you're not gonna win the championship. And you know, right now we've got decent speed. You know, like tonight we missed it pretty bad, but overall, we were able to hang in there and keep fighting the whole race and get a finish at the end of it that was probably better than what we deserved.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next question from Deb Williams. Go ahead, Deb.
Congratulations, Rodney. What did you learn here in May in that victory that benefited you tonight?
Well, we probably felt like we learned too much. You know, we had a great car the first race here. We were able to win that one and brought the same car back here and felt good about, you know, felt good about that second race and ended up just a little bit off. And we had to start on the bottom on about every restart it seemed, and ended up not winning that one. And you know, we felt like we had a few things that we could make better, and we did a few things to come back here, but stuck with, you know, somewhat the same balance that we had, you know, back when we were here earlier this year. And man, we were just out to lunch when we started the race. We were out of control, loose, and just had to keep tightening the car up over and over and over all night long. I mean, we wore the pit crew out by just making so many adjustments. And, you know, I think we ended up with 5.5 rounds out of the right rear by the end of the race. And Packer and air pressure adjustments and rounds in the left rear and just all kinds of stuff. And we gave up a lot of spots on pit road trying to get the car better. And, you know, things just kept working out for us. And we just happened to be in the right spot at the right time at the end.
Okay. Thank you. Again, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take our next question from Luis Torres. Go ahead, Luis.
So, Rodney, now you have a couple of Darlington wins under your belt, especially the Southern 500. Of course, you won the Coke 600 over a decade ago. Do you take the time to reflect and digest the fact that you have won a couple of these crown jewel races?
I don't know if you ever appreciate them as much as the first one, of course. But man, when you win one of these, it feels completely different than all the other ones. You could probably tell by my excitement on the pit box after the race, but, you know, the the Brickyard 400, you know, the Coke 600, this one, and of course the Daytona 500 I've never won, but, man, they're just big races and they mean a lot. They're races that people never forget. And, you know, just a exciting night for us for sure, and definitely great to get another one.
Thank you. Congrats.
All right, and we'll take our next one from Marty with RSC Sports.
Thanks, Marissa. Rodney, congratulations on the win. I want to rewind back to May again. When Kevin won here at Darlington, there were no fans in the stands. Fast forward to tonight. And we got fans here at the Lady in Black. What does it mean for you as well to have fans back in the stands and have Kevin celebrate in front of them?
Yeah, I mean, the fans are just such a huge deal of what, you know, what we do as a sport, whether they're at home or whether they're in the stands. But to hear the crowd after the race is pretty special, you know. I mean, we've been fortunate enough to win quite a few this year. And when you win one, and you come down off the pit box and it's just completely silent. It's just different, you know, and to be able to hear people screaming and yelling and happy for their driver, it's just an awesome feeling, and really happy that they were back and able to celebrate.
And just real quick, how do you guys look at Richmond this weekend with the low downforce and the higher horsepower?
Yeah, that should be a good race up there. You know, you look back at 2018 and the type of racing that we did up there and the amount of tire fall off that we had and all those things, you know, that was a special type of racing back then. And to be able to go back and do that again, I think you've seen it all the 750 tracks this year. The racing has been outstanding. So I think you'll see the same thing at Richmond. A lot of tire fall off. The stage lengths are just a little bit different. And, you know, I think it'll be a great race up there.
I appreciate your time, Rodney. Congratulations. Safe travels.
Thank you.
All right, Rodney. It looks like that's all we've got for you. Oh, wait. We have one more from Dustin Long. Sorry about that. Go ahead, Dustin.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, Rodney, next week, Richmond, obviously you don't have to worry as much about, I understand, because of the win, but how important is next week because the tire combination is the same as Phoenix and to kind of, I guess, get a little bit more notes, how does this win change or give you the freedom to do things maybe next week at Richmond?
Yeah, I mean, every race is important. You know, Richmond is a place I've never won at. So to go there and to be able to just race and race hard is super important to us. We want to go up there and keep things rolling and try to keep winning races and doing the best that we can, like I said. And, you know, like it'll be a great race up there. And, you know, the setup and stuff like that is nothing like what you would ever run at Phoenix, and doesn't do us a lot of good from that standpoint, but overall it's still you know, still another race that we have to go up there and do our best and try to win.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, Rodney, and that will do it for our media availability. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Congratulations on the win, and we'll see you at Richmond.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.